Winter could be tough on your vehicle. Now's the perfect time to get your Chevy ready for that next road trip with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. When it comes to service, no one knows your Chevy better. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment.
How you holding up? It's 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. Our extremely local news report brought to you by Block Club Chicago. Jen Sabella here with that. Good morning, Jen. How you doing?
Good. Good morning, Bob.
We're hearing a lot about salons and spas, whether they're open or not. What have your reporters uncovered?
So since there hasn't been a mandate, we heard earlier this week the mandate to close bars and restaurants, but people who work in other businesses, customer service businesses, have been kind of scrambling, trying to figure out what they should do, especially like, my mom's a hairstylist, my best friend's a hairstylist. So they've been like, what do we do? Like, we work so close to people. We're touching people all day. So a lot of salons in the city are voluntarily shutting down right now. Our reporter, Mina Bloom, went out yesterday and talked to a bunch of salon owners who were up until about yesterday trying to figure out what they should do. Several of them have joined in what restaurants and bars are doing and started some like virtual tip jars online so their clients could buy gift cards or, give some money to these employees who are going to be without work for we don't know how long. And they rely on, a lot of these salon, like these stylists don't have salaries. So they're working for tips and they work usually that some of them pay rent to the salon. So they don't have any kind of regular paychecks. They just depend on their clients to pay the bills. So it was a really tough choice for a lot of the salons out there. To close up shop, but one of the stylists or one of the salon owners said, you're going to have to put a hat on it and put your hair in a ponytail and be patient.
Yeah, right.
So there are a couple still open, and they have said, we're sticking it out and we're being really sanitary, but we're sticking it out until we're forced to shut down, just because they're trying to keep their stylists paid. So it's a tough time for everybody right now.
Can I suggest a story for Block Club Chicago for Extremely Local News?
Of course.
I think we need to canvass the hot dog joints, the hot dog stands, those small business, great mom-pa folks who run those establishments and find out how they're doing, what's up with them. I asked my friend Chris, who runs Poochie's up there in Skokie, and he said they've had a drop in business, which is to be expected, but they're going to be operating for delivery and pickup. And I love these guys who run the hot dog stands. Chris said it's not the same feeling as people dining in and laughing and having that cheers effect of enjoying each other's company. That's the great thing about Chicago's unique hot dog establishments. So get on that, Jen. We need to know how they're doing.
People in these pickup places, people still go out to work. You have the people who are delivery drivers and medical workers. So there still should be a robust market for people buying food. It's just, it's tough because all of these restaurants are having to switch to delivery and pickup.
Sure. And we're concerned about animals, and there's something being done about that, isn't there?
So a lot of the shelters, animal shelters, are a little worried right now. The volunteers and the staff who usually come in and work with the animals, they're being impacted by this as well. Some of them are in a, risk group that they don't want to be going out and interacting with people. Understandably, there shouldn't be. So the Anti-Cruelty Society, PAWS, and One Tail at a Time are coming together and saying, hey, how about fostering a dog? And honestly, not a better time to train a puppy. You're stuck at home anyway. So yeah. A lot of people say, I can't get a puppy because I don't have the time to stay at home with them. But, now's the time. And if you're lonely at home and going a little stir crazy, there's nothing that will put a smile on your face like a dog. And it'll force you to get outside a little bit and go for walks, which I think is a good idea in these very stressful times. So, yep. They're stepping up their foster program. We have a story on our site and links to how to foster a pet. So if you aren't sure if you want to sign on for a full-time pet, you can at least bring one into your house for a little while and see how it goes.
Block clubchicago.org. And finally, here is something that'll make you smile, too. What's happening in Pilsen? Older folks getting some help, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah, so we started reporting on these neighborhood efforts to help their neighbors like a couple weeks ago when this first started, you know, breaking out. In Pilsen, this woman, a Rush University medical student, was like, what can we do? And she started a Google Doc and shared it on social media and let people fill in from the neighborhood, fill in their personal information and what they were able to do for neighbors. So seniors in the neighborhood are able to like go on this spreadsheet and call any of these people who volunteered to do grocery shopping, pick up prescriptions, walk dogs. So for anyone who's in an immunocompromised group, they can just call their neighbors. And she's trying to circulate this so more people, it's in Spanish and English, so people can see it and, you know, contact somebody who speaks their language, who is available, who lives in their on their block. And it's just like a really great example of how people are taking this really horrible thing and trying to help others and not, you know, just flipping out by themselves in their house. And I think that's a really good idea to just figure out how you can help your neighbors.
We need those feel-good stories. Thanks, Jen Sabella. BlockClubChicago.org for more. Appreciate the extremely local news. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Bob.